Will Kennedy. Will, hopefully things are going okay for you. How are you doing today?
It's good. You know, we've started classes, Drew, this week. Monday was the first day of class at the University of West Florida. So 2 days into that, everybody's still trying to figure out where the classrooms are and how to find everything. But a good start other than the rain. I mean, we just can't get away from the rain, which doesn't hurt the guys that are practicing for football. Keeps it a little cooler. But again, frantically trying to put in the bleachers out of Penn Air Field on campus. And the guys were working in the rain when I left just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that's definitely a tough job for them. And it's going to be really cool, though, having watched last week at practice and then seeing some of the videos that you've been posting, Will. It looks like they've actually made some really good progress. And obviously, we're anticipating having as many fans there as possible come next week. But also, you know, with Fan Day, we're also hoping the rain can maybe hold off for all the fans that are expecting to be out there for Thursday night as well.
Yeah, Thursday night will be kind of the big scrimmage, you know, your big fall scrimmage before that first game, September 3rd, but also a night to celebrate our fans, to celebrate Argo Nation, have them come out, kind of see the progress. Unfortunately, the bleachers won't be ready, I think, to sit in yet. They'll still be working on the visitor side, but they'll get a chance to kind of see what it looks like in its more finished form. But also, and that goes to the football team, too, see them in their more finished form. There'll be some things they'll obviously need to work on before Warner comes in, but starting to get there. And fall camp is it's shorter than it was years ago. Now, you get a limited time. The NCAA has kind of choked that down a little bit. And so you got to get a lot done. And we're right in the middle, kind of that middle tipping point of fall camp, where this scrimmage coming up on Thursday for fan night will really kind of decide for a lot of cases who the starters are going to be week one. And then you start putting in the game plan as soon as you've wrapped up Thursday night.
So should fans expect a lot of live reps, if you want to call them that, where guys are really going after it? Or is this more of a – because Coach had said previously, you know, hopefully we've got the starter as far as quarterback is concerned by the time we get to Thursday, and then, you know, a time to celebrate our fans. Is it going to be more loose, or do you think that these guys are going to be going after it on Thursday?
They're going to bring the officials in like they did for the scrimmage last Friday. So you'll have, you know, officiating there. And I think anytime you turn the lights on and you've got fans around and you've got officials on the field, guys are going to crank it up regardless of what the coaches kind of want, maybe, or say. And there are still guys fighting, you know, for positions. And if not for to be number one on the depth chart, maybe to bump up to two.
Let's go through some of those battles right now. Obviously, quarterback is one. Oh, so sorry, Will. I think you cut out there for a second, but I think you're back now. Out of all the positions, what are some that people ought to be focused on or maybe looking at in terms of battles that guys are looking for playing time?
You still got those two offensive line positions that are starting to gel in a little bit. You've got the three guys that were all conference preseason, and Jacob Bruce, Drew Akanjoy, and Dalton Simpler. But you do have a left tackle position to fill in a little bit. So there's guys that have some experience and Nash and some other guys, and then some guys they brought in. Look, you know, there's a young man, Desmond Bland, who transferred in here, sat out all of last year recovering from a knee injury. So he hadn't played football in about 2 years. Look for him to see if he can kind of put himself in that position at the left tackle. He's, you know, highly recruited out of high school and has a tremendous ceiling. So offensive line, you know, they're an experienced group, they're a talented group, but you want to see, you know, people take control of those positions. And I think, too, that, you know, the linebacker core has got a lot of depth. I don't know that it really matters. Defense is a funny one, Drew. I'm not quite sure it really matters who starts. Last year for the games, you know, we do the starting lineups on defense, but sometimes on the second play, you've got guys in the game who weren't number one on the depth chart. So they rotate so many guys. I think you're just looking more to see, you know, how deep that side of the ball goes. You know, can you play three guys at most positions? You know, do you have some depth in the backup roles in case somebody goes down or in case somebody gets tired or, you know, we're playing in heat and humidity, which is inevitable here in Florida?
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point with the depth and everything. That's something I actually talked about a little bit yesterday, just in regards to whether it be college football or whether it be in the NFL. A lot of the teams who last all the way to the end of the season are sometimes the healthiest, and that's something that when you have a group that is, you know, with Coach Shinnick and having as much success, depth is a big part of that, and having brought guys in, whether it be from the JC level or from Division I level, it seems like Coach Shinnick has really got a good group on his hands, where there are some questions, as you said, with those battles, but with those battles comes good competition. Good competition can breed the growth and development that Coach Shinnick is looking for whether it be the starter or whether it be the guy behind him, in case if there is some sort of an issue where that backup needs to come in and help contribute.
Yeah, the big thing that I always look for is, you know, what you don't want as a coaching staff or fans is you don't want guys that play their way out of starting positions. You want guys that play their way into it, and I think that's what we've got here because of that depth, because of the transfer portal, because of this program's pedigree at this point, just a few short seasons, that guys want to come here. They know they got an opportunity to win. They like the culture. They like Pensacola. They like the beach, all that kind of stuff. So they're coming here for a bunch of good reasons, and then they're fighting. You know, if a guy transfers in from D1, you know, he thinks he's the guy. He thinks he's ready to be the starter. So they're putting themselves out there and fighting for it, and linebacker's a good look at that. You know, you've got guys like Will Breland, who as a freshman made the All-GSC freshman team, and you know, he's battling for a starting linebacker position, but he's battling against guys who have experience at Southern Miss and South Alabama and the JUCO level and things like that. So there's a lot of talented guys. That's a great problem to have. I think what you don't want with this fan night scrimmage coming up on Thursday is obviously with you know, 12 days away from the season starting now, will be 10 days away when Thursday hits. You're trying to avoid injuries, so that's a big part of it. So you do want to be careful. We do have a few guys, you know, that are banged up midway through fall camp, and you're trying to figure out how do we get these guys that you're going to need, healthy for that opener.
Yeah, you've spent a lot of time with that linebacker group, and I've been able to play some of that audio. Thank you for that, Will, and being having our connection be as strong as it is with UWF. Looking at that group, though, you mentioned Breland. You look at other guys who have been leaders in that group. You know, Key Wetzel, of course, being one of those veteran guys in the room just for that defensive group in totality. What should fans expect from that group? Is it more speed than we've seen previously? More experience, as you mentioned, regarding the D1 level and then GSC level here?
Nice mixture of size and speed. I've been told, I've had a few different coaches tell me they think this linebacker group's faster than they've been. They may not be quite as big as Shea Campbell and the Stephon Williams were last year. And those two guys were fantastic. You know, two grad transfer guys came in from Valdosta and West Virginia and were all conference performers. It's tough to replace those kind of guys, but they've got guys, you know, coming into that mix that can run sideline to sideline. And you have to kind of have that in the GSC. You got to have versatile linebackers that can cover, that can stop the run, that can chase down athletic quarterbacks. You're asking a lot, this linebacker group, Coach Britt Myers does a great job with it, to do a little bit of everything. And I think they've got that kind of talent in the room. I mean, a guy like Key Wetzel, who you mentioned, who transferred in here from Oregon State, I mean, he was a safety when he went to college. And the kid's about 6'3", right around 205 pounds. Fly. And so he gives you a little bit of that outside pressure, can rush the quarterback, can drop back into coverage. And he's not the only one that can do that. So I think linebackers will be a strength of this group and really kind of the core of the defense.
Awesome stuff. So you mentioned guys come here for the beach and for the environment and everything like that, and Pensacola's growing, but one of them having advanced to the next level, particularly D'Anthony Bell, looking really good for the Browns, having seeing some action over the weekend and some of the games that they've done, as well as highlights throughout training camp. How much does his success, do you think, will provide motivation for guys who are currently on the roster and then future ones coming in, where Coach Shinnick can say, look, we've had guys coming through our program who have made it to the NFL level and are making a difference. So you can go through UWF instead of going a D1 route and be able to make it to the NFL as well.
So obviously, and just the number last year of teams from the league that visited to look at D'Anthony and Matt Gotell and some of the other players, and you know, scouts are coming around now because of that, because of the fact they were there last year, had a chance to see some of the other talent as well, know what this coaching staff can produce as far as talented, intelligent football and guys who know what they're supposed to do, where they're supposed to be, and how to do it. Obviously, David Durden, the wide receiver, is on the small school watch list for the Senior Bowl, but scouts have been coming through from NFL teams to look at him. You know, he runs a 4.3. He's a talented wide receiver. Got to get him healthy. That's part of it. But, yeah, I mean, that feeds. You know, you're able to say you can come here, and that's always been true. You can play at the D2 level and make it to the pros. I think that gets lost in the translation, the shuffle sometimes. It's a little harder route, right? You got to stand out. But I think this program stands out, and guys like D-Bell will help us stand out. He's got a great chance, by the way, for those who are kind of wondering, you know, undrafted, what are his realistic expectations? He's been dynamic in the preseason. I think he's got the opportunity. I've covered several NFL teams through the year, been around a lot of training camps. He just keeps making plays. He's physical. He can play special teams. So, Argo Nation, I think we're going to get our first guy on that full-time roster. I think it's going to be D-Bell. Matt Gotell has looked good for the Seahawks in a couple of preseason games that I've watched. And I noticed the Browns cut 10 guys today. He wasn't one of them. They're down to 80. Got to get down to that 53-man roster. I think he's got a good chance to make it.
Yeah, he's been making plays. I mean, pick sixes in practice. I mean, he's been a little bit of a hot commodity in terms of the highlight reel for the Cleveland Browns. Again, speaking with Will Kennedy, voice of the Argos. Okay, so just to look back at the scrimmage real quick. Last week, you know, you go into it, it's your first scrimmage. There's question marks, of course, as always. Coming out of it, is there anything that you think Coach Shinnick is more comfortable with today than he was on Friday morning going into that scrimmage?
I think the defense stood out and their ability to, and this is kind of the defensive philosophy for defensive coordinator Darian Doolin. You're going to give up yards in the middle of the field. That's just the nature of college football now. Can you, you know, toughen up? Can you get stingy when the other team gets down around your red zone and keep them from putting seven on the board? Can you hold them to three? Can you force a turnover? That was on display. The defense did a nice job of that. I think the offense, Coach Shinnick was relatively pleased with it. You know, some things that they need to clean up, especially when they get to the red zone. So the defense, you know, first drive is able to hold the offense, keep them out of the end zone. This is where it's important to have a kicker like Griffin Sarah, who can step in and give you 3 points anytime you kind of get around that 30. That frees up the offense to do some other things. So I think we're seeing the benefits day in and day out. I talk with this about just about every position, right? When we talk to the guys, how much does it mean to play that group across from you, those other number ones?
Yeah.
And everybody gets a test, you know, from the linebackers and running backs matching up to the O-line, D-line, to the wide receivers and DBs. They're testing themselves day in and day out against some of the best, if not the best talent in the country, right across the line from them. I think Coach likes where the team is. You know, as you get through that first scrimmage, you'll want to see maybe some cleaner stuff on Thursday night. You know, we didn't really see the explosive plays in the first scrimmage that we've seen in some previous scrimmage, you know, the 50-yard run or the 60-yard bomb pass. So I think that's what the offense will be looking to take that next step, crank it up a little bit. And the defense is like, no, we're not going to give that up. You're not getting it. You know, that's the mentality they'll go into Thursday night with.
He's Will Kennedy, voice of the Argos. Will, appreciate the time as always. You have a good one, and looking forward to seeing you out at Penn Air Field on Thursday and our conversations throughout the football season.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody come on out, take part in fan night Thursday, by the way, too, just to toss us in. I know you caught at Argo Rally last week. You talked to Coach Walter, Melissa Walter. Volleyball starts the Spring Hill Suites Invitational. They're ranked fifth in the country.
Yeah.
They were one win away from going to the Final Four. Last year, they lost to the eventual national champs in Tampa. So they start that tournament. They got some great teams. Wheeling's number eight in the country and some others that are in for that. The volleyball gets going. Soccer's rolling this weekend with men's soccer. But they are having to play, Drew, down in Panama City because the soccer field's underwater out on campus. So
it's
crazy times. You know, all this rain is kind of messing things up a little. But come on out Thursday. Hopefully it'll dry out. We hope to see everybody out there for fan night.
Well, absolutely, and I look forward to seeing everybody out there as well. Again, Will, thank you so much. You have a good one. Talk to you here soon.